This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 25th. Well, in case you didn't notice, the Treasury yields are at a two-week low right now. The 10-year Treasury bond, as I record this, is at 3.4%. And the two-year yield's been coming down as well. So, market rates are coming down ahead of next week's FOMC meeting. I don't think they should increase rates, but the consensus is they're going to have a 25 basis point rate increase. There are doves on the Fed, like the San Francisco Fed president and the Chicago Fed president, Austin Goldsby. He's new. Those folks are doves. The New York Fed president's a hawk. He's a little bit more influential. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, earnings are fine for our stocks. Okay. We're going to have Enphase Energy announced after the close today. So that will be a big one for us. We've had that stock for a long, long time. They make the best software for all the power walls and battery backup systems. And, of course, the utilities are increasingly going to battery backup systems to keep the green energy going after the sun goes down or the wind stops blowing. So Enphase's business is very healthy, and I'm expecting great results from them. In the meantime, the market is in a bad mood because the financial media wants to obsess over First Republic Bank, which, of course, lost some deposits on an asset run. Folks, you know, money's moving all over the place. It's seeking yield. And it's as simple as that. And, you know, until the Fed inverts the yield curve, this is going to continue. But I don't think we should worry about First Republic Bank. It's an isolated incident, in my opinion. We also got good earnings from GM. I don't recommend the stock, but what makes GM very interesting is they're really behind on the EV launch. I know they've launched a bunch of EVs, but they're not selling that many, even though they have the Chevy Bolt. And the reason is they're waiting for LG Chem to make all the batteries. And LG Chem's only doing iron phosphate batteries right now, and GM is proud of their new formula, which is more nickel and less cobalt. But and that's also happening, by the way, at Volkswagen Group and other outfits. And but their profitability is due to their internal consumption vehicles. Okay, and some people have orders to buy, you know, big engine vehicles before they disappear. So GM seems to be profiting from that right now. But if you do want to buy a non-Bolt EV, it's going to be very expensive. You know, the Cadillac Lyriq are expensive. Obviously, the Hummer's outrageously priced, extremely expensive. And so their profitability is largely due to their legacy business and some good brands like Cadillac, etc. So interesting times we're in, but we just need the market to cheer up. Embrace the earnings that are coming out. I don't have an earnings problem, but the market does. By the way, you're seeing the multinationals do a lot better, okay? But there's just still a lot of uncertainty out there. So let's hope we get some leadership from the bigger stocks and better guidance, and things will be fine. And that's it. So again, Enphase announces today after the close. Tomorrow we have durable goods. The main thing is each and every earnings announcement should drive those stocks higher, firm them up. And then after this week's earnings announcements, which are quite a few, then the market will be obsessed with May 3rd and the FOMC statement. So that's what's going on. But I wouldn't sell. I think you have a good buying opportunity right now, if anything. So hang in there, folks. I know you don't like the gyrations, but good news is right around the corners for Enphase and for a lot more of our stocks in the upcoming days. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to give you a quick update.